Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
As you all are pretty clear by now that the theme of this weekend retreat is the new man.
大家有可能已经很清楚了，我们这次夏令会的主题就是新人。
And our brother has been sharing on the new man and the church life.
我们的弟兄已经分享了我这个新人的主题和我们教会生活的主题。
And my responsibility is on the new man and the family life.
我的这部分呢，主要是负责我们的新人在家庭生活上的表现。
So I'll just briefly touch on what I shared yesterday.
我大约讲一下我昨天所讲的东西。
That the family is actually at the very center of the will of God.
我们的家庭是神意志的非常中心的一点。
You see that from the beginning in God's creation.
我们大家看见在神创造人开始的时候。
That when God created man.
当神创造人的时候。
And placed them on this earth.
然后把人放在这个地上。
God made it very clear on what his purpose for man was.
神那个时候就很清楚地告诉人他创造人的目的在哪里。
He said, be fruitful and multiply.
神说你们要生养众多遍布全地。
And fill the earth.
然后呢遍布全地。
And so that once you fill the earth,
一旦你们遍布全地以后
then what was it that God wanted man to do?
然后神让叫人们做什么呢
God wanted man to rule over the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, and the beasts in the field.
然后神让人管理天上的飞鸟、地上的走兽和海里的鱼。
So that man would be the ruler of this world.
所以人是这个世界的统治者。
Or the king of this world.
是这个世界的王。
And we also said that God created man so that he had a spirit, a soul, and a body.
我们也说了，神创造人，然后让人有灵魂体。
And God's desire was that he would partake of that tree of life.
神的注目的眼光就是让人能够吃这个生命树的果子。
So that as his life grew and became the dominant part in man,
然后这个神一旦人吃了这个生命树的果子之后，他的神的生命就在这个人身上能够成长。
And as man was under the rulership of God,
然后人在这个神的掌管之下。
Then man would know how to rule this earth.
然后人就能够学会怎样来管理这个地。
So as the life of God filled man,
随着神的生命在人的身上成长。
And not just each man, but each family.
不单单是每个个人，而且是每个家庭。
And then as the glory, the life and glory of God filled the whole earth.
随着这个神的荣耀逐渐充满全地的时候
then God would be able to win back the territory that was lost to the enemy
然后神就能够从那个仇敌的手里赢回已经失去的地
so that's why in Psalm 8 it talks about how God made us a little lower than the angels
所以我们在诗篇中学到神创造人然后人比天使微小一点
He did not choose to just destroy Satan this way and kill him right away
神没有单单很简单的就是像手一捏一样把这个撒旦能够就消灭了
Because that would only demonstrate his power
那只是会显出神的大能力
There was no glory in God destroying Satan because he created him
那样的话神也没有什么荣耀因为神消灭掉这个撒旦，因为神是创造者。
But God's plan was that through man, he would be able to defeat the enemy.
神的计划是这样子的，他通过人能够打败这个仇敌。
And that was God's plan.
那个是神的计划。
And we also said, so in order for man to be fruitful and not multiply, you needed the family.
我们也说过，为了能够使人充满全地和生养众多，人就要建立一个家庭。
So when God said he, when he created man,
神说了，当他创造人的时候
，He created him male and female.
神创造了男人，也创造了女人。
So the definition of man is made up of both a male and a female.
我们知道人的定义是由两部分组成，一个是男人，一个是女人。
So that's why in Genesis chapter 2 it said that man shall leave his parents and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
所以在创世纪第二章就说了，人要离开父母和妻子联合，成为一体。
So that they could become one flesh.
然后他们就成为一个肉身。
So that you see that the equation there is not 1 + 1 = 2.
我们看了这个方程就不是一加一等于二了。
It's not 1 + 1 = 1.
也不是一加一等于一。
But it has to be 1/2 + 1/2 = 1.
已经是二分之一加二分之一。
So the male is half a man and the female is half the other man.
所以我们知道男人就是一半的人，女人是另一半的人。
So it also tells us the secret of a happy marriage.
我们也知道我们能够快乐的婚姻的源泉是什么呢？
So when we enter into marriage, the Lord cuts us in half.
我们进入婚姻以后，结婚以后，神就把人切成一半。
If we continue to want to be a full whole, there will be problems in the marriage.
如果我们结婚以后还想成为一个完全的人，那这个婚姻就有问题了。
So that God gives us the cross after we get married.
神在我们结婚以后也给了我们这个十字架。
So before we used to have a full vote, now we only have half a vote.
以前我们有一个完整的选票，现在只有一半的选票。
We need to consider the other half vote as well.
我们要考虑一下另一半的选票是怎样的想法。
But the other wonderful thing that we read yesterday,
另外一个很奇妙的话语，我们昨天所读的
was that God said it is not good for man to be alone.
神说，男人独居不好。
He said, I will make him a helper suitable for him.
神也说，我要给他造一个人，那个人是他的帮手。
And what we said was, God did not just say this to Adam.
神不单单这样就是对亚当说的。
He says this to each one of us.
他对我们每个人都是这样说的。
It is not good for Daniel to be alone.
是 Daniel 一个人独身是不好的。
I will make a helper suitable for Daniel.
我要神说，我要造一个帮手来帮助这个 Daniel。
So for each one of us, God has prepared someone that's suitable for us.
所以我们每个人神都准备好了另一半来帮助我们。
But we are not robots.
但是我们也不是机器人。
God does not say you marry her.
神不是说你去和她结婚。
God gives us a free will.
神给了我们一个自由选择。
Even though he has custom designed someone for us.
神其实已经特殊的就为你配了一个人。
定做
一个人。
So, but he wants you to choose still.
神还是希望你自己去选。
So that's why we read God brought many of the animals before Adam.
所以我们读这个圣经，就是神带了很多的动物到亚当面前。
And Adam was using his ruler to measure all those animals.
亚当呢，就用他的这个尺呢，一个一个来量这些动物。
So then, we also talked about the fact that for two semicircles to make one circle, they have to be of the same radius.
我们也谈了，为了形成一个完整的球，需要有两个半球组成一起。
So Adam was there measuring the radius of each of those animals.
所以亚当呢，就用他的尺来量每个动物的半径。
But then God brought Eve before Adam.
然后神就把这个夏娃带到亚当前面来。
And Adam said, "Now this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh."
亚当就感叹说，这原来就是我骨中的骨，肉中的。
这一回。So before it wasn't.
在那以前是不是这样？
All those other rounds with all the other animals, they were close, but not quite.
其他的动物，看上去和它很配，但实际上还不是完全配。
It said, "This time, now this is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh."
亚当说，这一次，这个是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
It is nothing but Adam saying, "This is my body."
这基本上就是亚当说，这就是我的一体。
So actually, this also speaks of that heavenly picture.
这也是就像我们描绘了一幅天上的图画。
Just as Eve was taken out of the side of Adam.
就像这个神，从亚当的一根肋骨做了这个夏娃一样。
So the church was also born out of the side of the Lord Jesus.
我们的教会也是，我们主耶稣基督的一根肋骨。
When the soldier pierced his side, water and blood came forth from his side.
当那些士兵用矛来刺主的身体的时候，我们看见血和水流出来。
So we see the picture of Christ as the head and the church as the body.
我们从那里也看到这样一幅图画，这个神就是 头，我们是神的身，是耶稣的身体。
So we see the picture as reflected in Adam and Eve.
我们这幅图画就和亚当夏娃的图画是很相似的。
And we also said that it, in God's wisdom, He took Eve from the side of Adam.
我们也说了，神凭着他的智慧，从亚当身上取出一根肋骨来变成了夏娃。
He didn't take it from the foot of Adam, so that woman, the woman would be under the feet of Adam.
他没有从亚当的脚上取一根骨头来造夏娃，不然的话，这个女人就会比男人低。
Or take it from Adam's head.
或者他从亚当的头上取一根骨头。
To have two heads.
然后就变成了两个头。
That would create many problems in the marriage.
然后在婚姻中就会有很多的问题。
So if you have two heads in the marriage today, you know they fight every day.
如果你在婚姻中有两个头的话，你会知道他们每天就在那里斗了。
But God took the woman from his side.
但是神从亚当身上取根肋骨做了。
It speaks about how Adam is the head.
这就是这样讲，亚当是头。
But the woman is the heart.
这个女人是心。
So now you see the secret of a happy marriage.
所以我们大家就从这儿可以看见这个快乐婚姻的源泉在哪里。
When the man is the head and the woman plays the heart.
如果这个婚姻中男人是头，女人是一个心的话，
That's a wonderful balance that God has created.
那就是神所创造的美丽的平衡。
So we also said that this all happened in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2.
我们都说了，这些都是在创世纪第一章和第二章发生的。
So this speaks about the original purpose of God.
这个我们就讲了，原来人，神原先的旨意在哪里。
Even before sin had entered into the world.
在这个罪恶进入这个世界之前。
But now we come to Genesis chapter 3.
我们现在来到了创世纪的第三章。
And this is where the unfortunate thing happened.
我们就看见有一些很不幸的事情发生了。
In Genesis chapter, and that's where men fell.
这就是人堕落的开始。
Chapter 3 verse 1, Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, Indeed,
好，耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野中一切的活物更狡猾。那个蛇对女人说：“神
，and you, and indeed has God said you shall not eat from the tree of the garden？”
蛇对女人说：“神真的岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗
？”The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it from it or touch it, or you will die."
女人对蛇说。园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die."
蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死。”
For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了。你们便知神能知道善恶，便如神能知道善恶。
When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was the light to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了。又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
Then the eyes of both of them were opened and knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings.
他们两人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是侧身裸体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of day.And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
那时候天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走。那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
We said that God created man in a very unique way.
我们说了，神造人是一个非常特殊的办法。
God created other forms of life, vegetation, as well as animals.
神在地上也创造了其他的生物，创造了植物和创造了各样的动物。
But we said that God created man in His own image.
我们是说了，神创造了人是按照他自己的形象造的。
So when God created man, just like the other animals, He formed man out of the dust.
神造人的时候，就像神造其他的动物一样，他用地上的尘土来造人。
But He did something special.
但是他做了一个很特殊的事情。
He breathed the breath of life into man's nostrils.
他向人的鼻孔里吹了一口气。
So you saw that man, God and man had a relationship.
我们这里可以看见神和人是有一个相互的关系的。
So God and animal had no relationship.
神和动物没有关系。
But God and man had that special relationship.
神和人有特殊的关系。
So God created in man a very special organ, which is the spirit.
神在人身上做了一个很特殊的器官，那就是灵。
And through that spirit, man had the capability to have fellowship with God.
通过那个灵，人和神就有一个特殊的交通了。
But when God breathed that life into man and created that spirit,
但当人当神通过从人的鼻孔中吹了一口气，做成那个器官那个灵时候
，and that interaction between the spirit of man and his body,
那个灵和他的和人的身体的关系。
And then the Bible says, then man became a living soul.
好，然后呢，这个圣经就是说，因为有这个灵和体的关系，人就变成了活着的魂。
So what makes man very special and unique is his soul.
所以使人很特殊的就是他的魂。
The soul is made up of his mind.
那个魂是由他的思想组成的。
So think about all those... wonderful musicians.
我们想一想那些很伟大的音乐家们。
That because of their mind,
因为他们的思想，
they're able to play beautiful music.
他们就能够创造出很美妙的音乐。
Then we have the will.
我们有看见这个意念，
and the emotion.
和我们的情感。
So we had said that through the spirit,
我们也说过通过这个灵，
man is able to be God conscious.
然后人就对神有知道这个神的存在。
Through his soul, he is self-conscious.
通过他的魂，他是就知道自己的存在。
I think, therefore I am.
因为我想，所以他就存在。
I love, therefore I am.
因为我爱他们，所以他们就存在。
So I decide, therefore I am.
我决定他们在存在，他们就
存在。And then our body.Interacts with this world, this world conscious.
我们这个体就和这个世界相互有交流，所以我们就是感知了这个世界。
So this man needs to grow up.
所以这个人呢要长大。
So God placed in the Garden of Eden three kinds of trees.
神在这个伊甸园中放了三种树。
We know all the fruit trees God placed in the garden.
我们知道所有的那些长果子的果树。
This would feed his body.
那些果树呢，是为了这个人的身体所需的。
But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was food for the spirit, for the soul.
那我们知道呢，那个知识善恶树呢，是为了他的魂而准备的。
And the tree of the fruit of the tree of life was.Food for his spirit.
那个生命树呢，是他的人的灵的食物。
So, God's desire was that man would partake of the tree of life.
神的意念呢，就是人呢能够去吃那个生命树的果子。
As because that was actually eternal life.
因为那个呢是永恒的生命。
That was the life of God Himself.
那个就是神自己的生命。
So as man partook of that life.
随着人吃了那个生命树的果子，
He will learn to be dependent on God.
那个人就会学会他怎样依赖神。
But here, what did man do?
但这里人做了什么呢？
He took of the fruit of the knowledge, a tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那个人呢，吃了那个知识善恶树的果子。
So when he partook of that fruit,
当这个人吃那个果子的时候，
it was so that his soul would grow.
他的魂呢，就大大的成长了。
So what happened when Eve took of that fruit?
但是 那个夏娃吃了拿了那个果子之后什么发生了呢
And they gave it to Adam and he ate of it too.
他把这个果子也给了亚当那个亚当也吃了
The Bible says that they became self-conscious.
那个圣经说他们就自己知道自己了
They knew they were naked.
他知道他们自己是没有穿衣服的
So now they became very aware of themselves.
然后呢他就知道呢他们就很对自己很明白了
They started to pay attention to themselves.
然后他就很注重自己了
So they were ashamed that they were naked.
他们就觉得羞愧，因为他们没有穿衣服。
So then they made clothes of fig leaves.
他们用了无花果的叶子。
To cover themselves.
做了这个衣服来。
So their attention started to be drawn to themselves.
他们的注意力就放在他们自己的身上。
So God said, "The day you shall take of that fruit is the day you will die."
神说了，那日只要你吃了那个果子你就死了
But we know that Adam actually lived 900 plus years much more after he took of the fruit
我们知道那个亚当吃了那个果子之后又活了900多年才死的
So what was it that died the day that man ate of that fruit
那什么死了呢他吃那个果子的当日是什么东西死了呢
And by this we know that his spirit died
我们通过这一点我们知道是他什么死呢是他的灵死了
You know, we know the definition of death is when man loses his contact with his proper environment.
我们知道死的定义什么呢就是这个人和他的这个他已经不知道他所拥有的那部分
So the death of the body means that the person no longer has proper contact with his world.
所以他这个人死了，人体死了之后，就是他和这个世界就没有办法再接触上了，因为他的体死了。
So when a person loses his consciousness of himself, he's also dead. The soul has died.
如果一个人他自己都不知道自己存在的话。他的魂就死了。
So the same thing, the death of the spirit means that man no longer has consciousness of God.
所以这个灵的死是什么呢？就是人不再知道神有存在了。
So that man no longer can have fellowship with God.
所以这个人呢，就和神呢就没有交通了。
So today there are many atheists in this world.
在这个世界上有很多无神论者。
They say there's no God.
他们说世上没有神。
Or God is dead.
或者说神死了。
Because their spirit is dead.
因为他们的灵死了。
That organ is no longer able to function as it was originally designed.
那个灵这个器官已经没有办法像起初那样正常的工作了。
But then we know that sin entered into man.
然后我们知道那个罪呢就进入了人体中。
And started from the center.
从中间开始。
And started to work.
然后那个罪呢开始工作了
And then it spread into our soul.
然后这个罪呢就进了我们的魂中间
And then finally it reached the body.
然后呢这个罪在这个魂中间逐渐长大最后就接触到了这个体
So the full process of death took Adam 900 plus years.
所以我们知道那个整个死这个过程基本上在亚当身上就是花了900多年
But eventually Adam was in the tomb.
最后那个最终的时候，那个亚当也进了坟墓。
So as a result of sin,
我们知道，因为这个罪的缘故
，every man will one day go through the same process.
我们每个人总有一天要经过这样同样一个过程。
So, but not only that.
不仅如此
，we know that the fall of man had many stages.
我们知道人的堕落有许多的过程。
In Genesis chapter 3, it talks about the fact that man sinned against God.
在创世纪第三章里面所描写的是人对神犯罪。
So man's fall was into sin.
人这个堕落是堕落进了死亡。
But then when you come to Genesis chapter 6,
然后到了创世纪的第六章的时候
The Bible tells us that man fell into the flesh.
然后告诉我们人就堕落到肉体中的死亡。
So when you sin, maybe occasionally you will sin.
当你犯罪的时候有可能你只是偶尔犯一次罪。
When you fall into the flesh,
当你 堕落到肉体的罪中。
You have come to a state where you're practicing sin.
那个时候，你就是到了这样一个地步，你就是具体的去犯这个罪了。
Practicing sin.
就是实行这个罪了，实施这个犯罪过程。
就是常常犯罪。
啊，常常犯罪。
就是不断的犯罪。
Okay.
So you continually sin.
Okay. 你不断的犯罪。
This becomes a part of who you are.
这就变成你的这个人这一部分自己这就是这样子。
We'll speak a little bit more about it later.
我们等一下再讲多一些。
But then not only that, when you come to Genesis chapter 11,
不仅如此，到了创世纪十一章的时候
，You remember Nimrod led the whole world and they built the Tower of Babel.
我们知道那个尼禄带领世界上所有的人来造了那个巴别塔。
Because it was man not only fell into the flesh, but it also fell into the world.
那个知道，人不仅是在身体上堕落，而且使整个世界都已经堕落了。
Now it was a system that rose up against God.
到那时候，它就变成了这么一个系统，然后大家一起起来来反对神。
Saying that we don't need God.
他们都一起说，我们不需要神。
God is dead.
神死了。
We can build our own Tower of Babel and we can reach heaven.
我们自己造一个巴别塔，这个巴别塔就高到可以让我们自己到天上去。
So you see that there were three stages of the fall of man.
我们看到这其实就有三个过程，然后人犯罪的。
But thank the Lord that on the cross, the Lord also dealt with these three aspects.
但是感谢神，在这个十字架上。神也是怎样对付这三个不同的层面。
The cross not only dealt with the sins,
这个十字架不仅是对付了我们身体的罪。
Not only dealt with our flesh,
不仅对付了我们肉体上的罪。
But he also deals with the world.
然后这个十字架也对付了这个世上的罪。
So that's why Paul said, as far asI'm concerned the world is dead to me.
所以保罗说，对我来说，这个世界已经对我已经死了。
So as far as the world is concerned, I am crucified.
对这个世界来说，我已经被钉了十字架了。
So you see, the work of the cross is also complete.
所以我们看见这个十字架的，这个它的功能也是完全的。
But I think our focus today is.And as this matter relates to the family,
我们今天所要注重的是就是这个和家庭有关的事情。
And that is Genesis chapter 6.
我们看见创世纪的第六章。
And remember what happened in Genesis chapter 6.
我们来想一想，创世纪的第六章是怎样
说的。This is when man sinned on this earth.
人在世上犯罪恶，犯罪。
And then what? Okay, why don't we turn there?Genesis chapter 6.
我们去看一下，来一起翻到创世纪第六章。
Verse 1. Now it came about when men began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them.
当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候。
And the sons of God, or the angels of God, saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose.
神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。
And the sons of God, he refers to angels.
是啊，他这里说神的儿子们，他是原来就是天使。
Then the Lord said, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh."
耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就永不住在他里面。
And we know that later on, it was the story of how God destroyed man through the flood.
我们也后来知道，后面有一个故事，就是人怎样通过这个洪水来毁灭这个人类。
And then we had Noah's Ark.
我们就有了这个方舟的
挪
亚方舟的事情。
So why was it that God called man, he is but flesh?
为什么耶和华说人属于血气？
So,We have to go to the New Testament to help us understand what does the flesh mean.
我们要去看看新约，然后知道这个血气是什么意思。
So what does Paul say about the flesh?
保罗是怎样说这个血气的呢？
In Romans chapter 7,
罗马书第
七章。
七章。
And verse 18.
十八节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 18. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh.
我也知道在我里头就是我肉体里面没有良善。
What does that mean?
那个是什么意思呢?
What Paul here is saying that the flesh is when nothing good dwells in me.
保罗在这里说就是在肉体中就是没有什么好的是在我
的。In other words, nothing good dwells in my soul.
就是保罗说，我在我的魂里面是没有一样东西是好的。
So what is the flesh?
是肉体是什么呢？
It's the corrupted soul.
肉体就是这个败坏的魂。
Don't we all experience it practically today?
我们是不是实际上是这样感觉呢？
And the corrupted soul.
那个是败坏的魂。
What does it mean?
是什么意思啊？
So, you know that as we get older,
我们慢慢变老的时候，
our minds start to not work as well as it used to.
我们的思想就慢慢的不像以前年轻时候那样好用了。
You hear a lot of older folks say, I forget this, I forget that.
那些很多老人就说，我忘了这个事情，忘了那个事情。
Isn't that true?
是不是真的啊？
And then also in our emotion.
我们的情感。
We cannot control our emotions.
我们慢慢的就不能控制我们的情感了。
I come from near New York City.
我是从纽约附近来的。
The best test of your temper is driving in New York City.
那个怎样来测试你的脾气呢？就是你到纽约城里呢去开一下车。
Or maybe if you go to Shanghai or go to Taipei, it's the same thing.
如果你去上海或者去台北，基本上也差不多。
But you know, when someone cuts you off,
如果有人从前面超车，
What is your reaction?
你的感觉是什么呢？
You know that as a believer, we shouldn't react.
我们知道，因为我们是信神的，我们应该对这个毫无反应。
But we cannot help ourselves.
但是有时候呢，我们控制不住自己。
And immediately you honk the horn.
就马上呢，你就按了喇叭。
This is a constant experience for us believers in New York.
我们在纽约的信主的人呢，基本上都有这个体会。
But again, if we are proper,
再说了，如果我们是合宜的话，
If we are able to control our soul,
如果我们能够控制我们的魂的话，
We should be able not to lose our temper.
我们差不多应该不应该来丧失这个脾气。
But we cannot do it.
我们不应该发脾气。
How about our will?
我们的意愿呢？
We know we shouldn't commit sin.
我们知道我们不应该犯罪。
We know we shouldn't read certainmagazines.
我们知道我们有些杂志就不应该去读。
We shouldn't go to certain websites.
我们有些网页就不应该去。
We shouldn't go to certain places.
我们有些地方也不应该去。
We shouldn't do certain things.
我们有些事情也不应该做。
But we cannot help ourselves.
但是有时候我们就控制不住自己。
Our will has become weakened.
我们的意愿也变成了很虚弱了。
Why do you have so many drug addicts today?
为什么今天我们有那么多的吸毒的人？
They cannot help themselves.
他们控制不住他们自己。
Why do you have so many alcoholics?
为什么有那么多喝酒的人？
They cannot control themselves.
他们也控制不住自己。
So that is the flesh.
那个就是肉体。
So Paul is saying the corrupted soul is the flesh.
保罗就说了，我的败坏的灵魂就是我的肉体。
But not only that,
不仅如此，
the word flesh actually refers to the body, right?
这个肉体呢，基本上就是说我们的身上的。
So what does Paul talk about in Romans chapter 7?
这个保罗在罗马第七章说了什么呢？
He talks about the fact that we have a body of sin.
他基本上就是说我们有一个犯罪的肉体。
So because of this,犯罪的身体。
犯罪的身体。
So because of this body of sin, we commit sin.
因为我们有一个犯罪的身体，我们就一定去犯罪。
So sometimes when we're angry,
有时候我们生气的时候，
we might spank our kids.
我们差不多要打我们孩子的屁股。
But when we spank our kids out of anger,
我们如果是生了气去打孩子的话，
we don't even know if we're spanking their head or their legs.
我们也知道，我们不去。
我们不知道我们在。
我们有时候我们很生气的时候，我们不知道我们去打他的头和打他的手啊。
So we know in that instant we've lost control of ourselves.
我们差不多之后，在那个时刻，我们是自己也失控了。
Now we know that's sin.
我知道，我们知道那个是犯罪。
That's the body of sin.
那个是肉体的罪。
So then, but not only that.
不仅如此。
There's the body of death.
那个我们还有一个必死的身体。
So Paul said, "Who can deliver me from this body of death?"
保罗就说，谁能把我从这屈死的身体中挪开
？So that's why Paul said, "What I don't want to do, I do."
我不想做的，我做了。
That's the body of sin.
那个是身体的罪。
I know I shouldn't commit certain things, but I do it.
我知道我不应该去做这样的事情，但是我还是做了。
I know I shouldn't gamble, but I do it.
我知道我不应该去赌钱，但是我还是去赌钱了。
I know I shouldn't curse, but I do it.
我知道我不应该诅咒，但是我还是诅咒了。
That's the body of sin.
那个就是身体的罪。
But what is the body of death?
那个我们知道，那个我们必死的身体是什么呢？
The things I want to do, I cannot do.
那个就是说我们想要做的事情，但是我没有去做。
I should get up early in the morning and read the word.
我应该早上早点起来来读圣经。
But I just can't do it.
只是我做不到。
I have to sleep an extra 10 minutes.
我要多睡十分钟。
I know I need to do chores at home.
Chores
就是家务事。
我知道我应该在家里多做家务事情。
But I can't do it.
但是我做不到。
It's a body of death.
那我是必死的身体。
So I'm not only a sinner.
我不仅是个罪人。
I'm also a dead man.
我也是个死人。
This is what Paul was saying.
这个保罗就是这样说的。
Who's going to deliver me?
谁来救我？
I do what I don't want to do.
我做了那些我不想做的事情。
But I don't do what I actually want to do.
我也做不到我想做的事情。
So the body of sin and the body of death.
我们就知道这个是必死的身体。
So what is the flesh?
我们知道什么是肉体呢？
So the flesh is the corrupted soul.
我们知道肉体就是我们败坏的魂。
Plus this body of sin and body of death.
就是我们加上这个我们犯罪的身体和必死的身体。
So what did God say in Genesis chapter 6 verse 3?
主在这个创世纪第六章第三节是怎样说的呢？
Said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever because he also is flesh.
说我的灵必不和人一直住在一起，因为他也是肉体。
Isn't it very tragic?
是不是很悲剧？
Remember God said, man became a living soul.
我们记得神是这样说，人变成了活着的魂。
But now God's conclusion for man is because of sin, now man was but flesh.
神这样给人下了个决这个定论，因为人是肉体，所以他就必死。Sorry,
that's right. He is but flesh.
Yeah, 因为他是肉体。
So if you read Luke 17 verse 26.
我们大家看一下路加福音。
How does our Lord talk about this period of time of Noah? Luke chapter 17.
十七章，他怎样谈这个挪亚的事情呢？
The days of Noah.
17:26. 二十六节。
He said.And just as it happened in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were being given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
实际上二十六节，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。那时候的人又吃又喝，又娶又嫁，直到挪亚进方舟的那一日。洪水就来，把他们全都灭了。
So the interesting thing was that the Lord said they were eating and they were drinking, they were marrying and they were being given in marriage.
很有趣的事情就是说，那个时候人又吃又喝，又娶又嫁。
Now eating and drinking is something that God eating and drinking and being married and given in marriage are all fundamental needs of man.
我们知道那个吃喝和嫁娶都是人最基本的需要。
Now God actually created these needs for man.
是因为神创造了人，所以神也创造了这些需要。
So God created the need for us to have food.
神创造了我们，然后神也给了我们这个需求，让我们要吃东西。
But also God was the one that provided the need for us to get married and be given in marriage.
然后神也让我们有这个需求，因为我们让我们知道我们需要结婚。
So there's nothing wrong with eating and drinking.
那个吃喝是没有什么错的。
There's nothing wrong with being married and be given in marriage.
如果是婚嫁也是没有什么错的。
As a matter of fact, it's actually a blessing from the Lord.
事实上这些都是神祝福的事情。
Because we said God was the one that said be fruitful and multiply.
因为我们知道神这样说，我们要你们要生养众多。
So, and in that context, God said it was a wonderful thing for man and woman to leave the parents and become one flesh.
在那个字句经文中，神是说，是人是很要离开父母，要与妻子结合，二人成为一体。
So through this union, God blessed the family.
通过那个结合，神也祝福了这个家庭。
They were able to be fruitful and multiply.
他们然后就能够生养众多。
But they were also able to enjoy the joy of marriage.
然后呢，那个夫妇呢，也能够享受那个婚姻所带来的快乐。
So there was nothing wrong with that.
这个是没有错的。
But something must have happened.
那是有一件事，什么事情必须发生的。
Where even these things became abnormal.
这个事情就变成了不寻常。
Even these things became outside of the context or the limit that God had set.
就是有一些事情发生了，就是在这个神所定的婚姻之外了。
So that's why there was something unique about eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage.
所以我们从这里就知道有一些事情是很特殊的，那些事情不是单单就是吃喝和婚嫁。
So what was it that happened?
那个时候发生了什么事呢？
So we said that when God created man, he made him the spirit, the soul, and the body.
我们知道神创造人的时候，他给了一个灵魂体三样东西给人。
In God's plan, the spirit was supposed to be in control.
我们知道神的计划就是这个灵是受控制的。
As man partook of the life of God, he would be yielding to the Spirit of God.
当人吃了神的果子之后，他会从属于这个神的灵，人的灵会从属于神的灵。
No, when man partook of the fruit of the tree of life, then the life of God would enter into the spirit of man.
当人吃了生命树的果子以后，神的灵就会进神的灵就会进入人的灵中间。
And then man's spirit will be yielding to the spirit of God.
人的灵就会从属于神的灵。
Then the spirit of God, man could control his soul.
然后这个人的灵呢，就能够控制人的魂。
And then the soul would control the body.
然后这个魂呢，就能够控制这个身体。
So this way, man would then operate properly in the creation of God.
这样的话，人就能够正常的按照神怎样创造人的想法来工作。
Then man would be able to fulfill the will of God.
然后人呢就能够满足神的意愿。
Then man would be able to rule this earth.
然后人呢能够管理这个地。
But the unfortunate thing was when man took of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是很不幸的是，人去吃了那个善恶树的果子。
That man's spirit died.
人的灵死了。
He no longer could commune with God.
他和这个神就没有交流了。
So man, as if he became headless.
那个人呢就变成没有头了。
So the soul wanted was reliant upon the spirit before. 魂是依靠灵的。
Yeah, OK. 那个魂原先是靠着灵而存在的。
But now the spirit was dead.
现在这个灵死了。
So he needed to depend on something else.
那个魂就要依靠其他的东西。
So what happened?
是什么发生了呢？
The body climbed up on top of the soul.
那个体就爬到了魂的上面。
So now, how does man live?
所以现在人是怎么活的呢？
Man lives based on the needs of his body.
那个人呢就凭着他身体的需要而活着。
So his body controls everything in his life.
那他的身体的需要控制了他生活中所有的事情。
Isn't this nothing but the flesh?
这是不是说除了肉体之外，其他都不存在呢？
Isn't that hasn't man just become like any other animal on this earth?
所以人是不是和地上的其他动物就一样了呢？
So we know when God created animals, He gave them needs.
所以我们知道人神创造动物的时候给了那些动物他们的体所需要的东西。
They needed to eat.
他们需要吃东西。
They needed to drink.
他们要喝水。
They also had the so-called marriage, but they needed to be fruitful and multiply as well.
那些动物呢也有一个称为婚姻的东西。
So,
因为他们需要在地上生养众多。
These are basic needs.
那些东西都是基本的需要。
But instead of man being a living soul,
来代替人变成一个活着的魂的话，
now man was but flesh.
所以现在人只是变成了一个体。
Man now became subhuman.
然后人呢就变成了一个下等人次等人。
Yeah. So that he just is just like any other animal.
那个人就像其他的动物一样。
So why was it that the Lord said they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, and they were being given in marriage?
So 为什么神说他们又吃又喝又嫁又娶呢？
What were they doing?
他们在做什么？
They were only satisfying their needs of their body.
他们只是满足他们体的需要。
So you see, today man is all upside down.
所以我们看见人现在是头脚倒立了。
Now the body defines everything.
他的肉体的需要决定了他所做的一切事。
So everything is about eating and drinking, marrying and being given in marriage.
所以我们人所做的所有的事情都是关于吃喝和婚嫁的事情。
So of course we should know about eating and drinking. We're all Chinese, right?
我们是中国人，我们也知道这个吃喝这个事情对我们意味着什么。
And Chinese love to eat.
我们的中国人喜欢吃东西。
Especially if you're in Hong Kong, you make all that money.
在香港的话 你赚很多的钱如果你是做吃的话
Even if you buy a sports car you can go only 30 miles an hour
在香港即使你买了一个跑车你最多也就跑30里一小时
You can't buy an acre of lawn
那些地方你也买不到一英亩的地
And you can't buy so many other things
你也买不到其他什么东西
So what do? You spend all your money on food
所以你花了所有的钱都去吃东西。
So that's why the best food you can find is in Hong Kong.
那所以呢，你在世界上找到的最好吃的东西呢，就在香港。
All sorts of creative things to eat you find it in Hong Kong.
那些很创造性的吃法，你在香港也能找到。
It's all about eating and drinking.
是，基本上就是吃喝了。
Satisfying the needs of our body.
然后呢，来满足他的肉体的需要。
So this is what happened to man.
所以。这就是在人身上发生的事情。
So, the sad thing was God said he is nothing but flesh.
这很可悲的事情是神这样说了，他们除了肉体之外什么都不是。
So God said, I have given up on man.
所以神说呢，我已经放弃了人了。
I regret creating man.
我很后悔我造了人。
So what did God do?
神做了什么呢？
God had to destroy the man of that time.
神就不得不在地上灭绝了人类。
So you see what happened to man.
我们看见最后在人身上发生了什么呢？
And because of this,
因为这些呢，
what has it done to marriage?
这个事情对婚姻来说是怎样一个事情呢？
We already talked about the fact that man fell into the flesh.
我们已经基本上说了人就是堕落成了一个肉体。
Now, because of this, today man is not able to control himself.
所以因为这个事情呢，就是今天的人呢，就控制不了自己。
Paul said, what I want to do, I cannot do.
保罗说，我想做的，我做不了。
What I don't want to do, I do.
我做了我不想做的事情。
So when you put man in this condition in the marriage,
所以如果一个人把这样一个光景带到婚姻里来的话，
You know what is the result.
我们知道是怎样一个结果了。
So we know that Mark Twain once said, it is the easiest thing to quit smoking.
我们知道马克吐温 马克吐温有这样一个名言，这个戒烟是很容易的事情。
I've already done it over 100 times.
我已经做过100次了。
So, if you think about in our society today,
我们想一想我们今天这个社会中。
Now, in normal circumstances, if the spirit is in charge and our soul can control our body,
在原先的计划中，我们的魂，我们的灵是掌管我们的魂的。
We should be able to tell our bodies go to sleep.
我们差不多可以这样告诉我们的身体现在去睡觉。
We should be able to fall asleep.
然后我们就可以睡觉了。
But why do so many people have trouble sleeping?
为什么那么多人睡不着呢？
So you have to blame it on Adam and Eve.
所以你要去责怪这个亚当和夏娃。
We are no longer able to control our body.
我们差不多就我们基本上是不能再控制我们的肉体了。
When we see something good to eat,
我们看见很好吃的东西
，But we not only eat, but we eat too much of it.
我们不是就是去吃，我们又吃了很多。
I'm guilty of it myself.
我自己也有这样的犯罪感。
My weakness is ice cream.
我的弱点，我就是很喜欢吃冰激凌。
I cannot control myself.
我控制不住自己去吃。
But you see this? It's a body of death.
这个我们就知道，这就是死亡的身体啊。
Sorry, and body of sin.
这个是我们犯罪的身体。
So if you look at the family today,
我们看一看今天的家庭。
As all of these things surround us,
那些事情就是围绕在我们周围。
As you put many fleshes together,
我们把许多的肉体放在一起。
Whether it's the introduction of gambling,
不管是那个有关。赌钱的事情
alcohol,
或者是醉酒的事情
drugs,
或者是毒品的事情
so many of this have broken up families.
那些很多的事情都使很多的家庭破裂了
I have two workers going through divorces now.
我有两个同事现在都去离婚
one of them was my ex-boss.
我的其中的一个是我以前的上司
and he's getting a divorce because his wife cheated on him.
他离婚的理由是因为他的太太对欺骗了他。
They've been married for 20 years.
他们已经结婚20年了。
I have another coworker getting a divorce.
我另外有一个同事在离婚的话。
And they have two young kids. She has a one-year-old and a three-year-old.
那个同事呢，他有两个孩子，一个一岁，一个三岁。
But her husband is a drug addict.
她的丈夫呢是一个吸毒的人
and she kept on telling him stop
她不停地告诉她的丈夫要停止吸毒
but he cannot help himself
她的丈夫控制不住她自己
he loves his kids
她也很喜欢她的孩子
and now they're going through custody battle
然后呢现在他们是去这个争夺孩子呢就基本上就斗起来了
and he knows he's going to lose custody of the kids
那个丈夫呢知道呢他是没有办法赢回这个孩子的监护权的
But he cannot help himself.
但是他的丈夫呢实在是控制不住他自己
So those are just two examples.
那只是两个例子
So now that sin has entered in
我们知道现在罪进入我们肉体
中 Man has entered into the flesh
我们的人就变成了肉体
The body is controlling him
我们的人我们这个人被我们的肉体所控制。
Even after 20 years of marriage,
即使是过了二十年，
coworker's wife cannot control herself.
我这个同事的太太，她也控制不住她的肉体。
So you see, because of this,
因为这样，
you look at the divorce ratio today.
我们看一下我们这里的这个离婚的比例。
In the U.S., 53% of marriages end in divorce.
我们知道，在美国有差不多53%的婚姻最后就离婚了。
In Belgium, 71%.
在比利时有71%。
Portugal, 68%.
那个葡萄牙有68%。
Hungary, 67%.
匈牙利有67%。
Czech Republic, 66%.
捷克有66%。
France, 55%。
那个法国有55%。
Germany 49%。
德国有49%。
China 22%。
中国是22%。
Whether it's because of the influence of Confucius,
不管不知道是这个孔夫子的影响呢
or whether the close society of the past
还是我们因为我们的以前的社会呢比较紧密
but you can be sure that number is going to rise
我们基本上可以保证这个数目就不停地会增加
Japan's 36%
日本 36%
In South Korea 35%
南朝鲜是 35%
And actually in Korea there's actually 30% Christians
在南朝鲜我们知道那有差不多35%是基督徒
So maybe because more, there are more believers that number is not as high
因为他们有很多的信徒所以他们的比例并不是那么高
I'll give you another statistic
我给一下另外一个数据
And it's called infidelity statistics
就是那些不育的
infidelity 就是不忠的、
哦、不忠的、哎、
So it says that men 57% of men have committed infidelity in some kind of relationship
有这样一个数据 57% 的男是做了一些不忠的事情在这个在这个婚姻上
and 54% of women
54% 的妇女也做了这个不忠的事情
now that's very loose definition of so in God's definition of marriage right it's 57% 54%
在神所定义的婚姻中他们这个讲的是基本上是很松散的很松的一个定义就是不忠的定义
so, yeah, so if you what we call papered marriage right 22% of men and 14% of men, women have committed infidelity
在这个那些婚姻中有些婚姻是已经有这个证书的差不多22%的男士和14%的女士是不忠的。
So my point is, you know, the world defines marriage very loosely.
我们知道，在世界上这个定义，这个婚姻的话是很松的一个定义。
So many people they just live together, right?
很多人他们只是住在一起。
But in any case, you get my point.
我们这里差不多就得到了这样一个印象。
And then one final thing, it says 74% of men say they would have an affair if they knew they wouldn't get caught.
好，基本上就是这样。有74%的男士这样说，如果他们没有被抓的话，他们基本上是很喜欢有其他的外遇。
But you see, this is the condition that man has fallen.
我们知道，这就是基本上人变成了一个这样一个情况。
And that's why God was grieved.
所以神就很伤悲。
God said, I regret creating man.
神说我后悔造了人。
He has become nothing but flesh.
那个人就变成了一个肉体，他什么也没有了。
So when the Lord said, eating, the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, what did he mean?
在神说的那个在挪亚的时候那个人们又吃又喝然后又婚又嫁他说什么意思呢
so in this situation that became the sole purpose of man reason to live
所以我们知道神说这话的意思就是人在那个时候活在世上他唯一的生活的目的就是又吃又喝又婚又嫁
So let me just share one thing
我再分享一个事情
And I think this is very important I'm going backwards actually.
Okay、
That Now Because We live in such a society
我们因为我们生活在这样一个社会
Now we know that When God created man He created、The marriage In order for his will to be done
神然后定义的这样一个婚姻这个事情是为了神的旨意能够彰显
And we said that God's purpose was that the earthly family would reflect the condition of the heavenly family
我们知道神的期望原来就是地上的家庭能够反映天上的境况
So you saw how God the Father loved his son
我们看见我们天上的父是怎样爱他的儿子
And that same family condition would exist on earth
我们神也希望这样的情况也能在地上的家庭中存在
And then how Christ loved the church
我们知道 耶稣基督是怎样爱这个教会。
And now how the husband would love the wife.
也就像我们的丈夫们怎样爱他的妻子。
And the wife would submit to the husband.
我们的妻子也能够怎样的顺服他的丈夫。
And the children would be obedient to their parents.
然后我们的孩子能够听父母的话。
When they're younger.
在他们年轻的时候
When they're older, they will honor their father and mother.
在他们长成人以后他们也能够尊敬他们的父母
And as these things happen,
在这些事情发生的时候
You would see that you would find heaven on earth in each family.
我们就看见地上的家庭就像在天上一样
The Lord said, in the world you shall have tribulation.
神说在地上有苦难
So hopefully, at least, somewhere in this world you could still find heaven on earth.
我们至少在这个地上能够在一个地方能够找到像天上一样的情况。
And so we already said that when God said the two shall become one flesh,
我们知道神这样说二人要成为一体。
It was a beautiful thing.
这是很美丽的事情。
And then God, what God had said was, be fruitful and multiply.
神也这样说你们要生养众多。
And as a result of the two becoming one flesh, they would be able to be fruitful and multiply.
因为两个二人成为一体以后，他们两个就可以生养众多了。
But not only that,
不仅如此
but God also, gave all the joys of the family in the family.
神也把所有世上的快乐带到这个家庭中。
So we already said God created all of this before sin even entered in.
所以我们知道神创造了这些东西是在罪没有进入人之前
So as we said, when God created man, he formed him out of the dust.
神用地上的尘土造了人
And he gave him some basic needs.
他给了人一些基本的需求
He gave him a need to eat.
他给了他的人这样一个需求需要吃
But he also gave him a need to be married and to be given in marriage.
他也给了人这样一个需要人需要结婚然后也
So this is a wonderful thing in God's creation.
这个是神很美妙的计划。
And as a matter of fact, Paul goes on to tell us that he who prevents, people being married has the spirit of demons.
啊，所以保罗也这样说，那些来阻挡人结婚的，他是有魔鬼的灵。
Because there is a teaching out there somehow,and even the Catholic Church has this teaching.
在那里有一个教导，基本上现在即使是天主教会也有这样一个教导。
Where if you practice celibacy, somehow you're holier.
如果你是这个独身的话，奉行这个独身这个原则的话，你就变成圣洁了。
But Paul said this is a spirit of demons.
但是保罗说这是魔鬼的灵。
So we know that this was something.Holy created by God.
我们知道这是很神圣洁的，这个是神所创造的。
But because we live in the society that we live in,
因为我们现在生活在这样一个社会中
because sin entered into the world,
因为这个罪恶进入了这个社会中
Actually, Paul went on to say something very, gave us something of a warning.
所以保罗呢说了一句话，然后给了我们一个警告。
So let's read in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
我们看看哥林多前书。
That especially in today, especially after the fall of man.1 Corinthians chapter 7. So, ever since the fall of man,
自从人堕落以后,
marriage has become even more important.
这个婚姻呢，就变成更要紧了。
From the perspective, it is a protection for us.
因为这是我们生活中的一个保护。
So let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1.
我们读一下哥林多前书第七章。
Now concerning the things about which you wrote, it is good for a man not to touch a woman.
七章第一节啊。好，论到你们信上所提的事，我说男不敬女，倒好。
Actually, the Chinese is trying to be very poetic, but actually, English is man not to touch a woman.
啊，这个在中文中他讲的比较婉转，在英文中他讲的比较直接，就是男人不要碰女人。
But because of immoralities, each man is to have his own wife, and each woman is to have her own husband.
但要 免去这个淫乱的事情，男人当各有自己的妻子，女人也当各有自己的丈夫。
The husband must fulfill his duty to his wife, and likewise also the wife to her husband.
丈夫当用合宜之分待妻子，妻子待丈夫也是如此。
The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does, and likewise also the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
妻子没有权柄主张自己的身体，乃在丈夫；丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身体，乃在妻子。
Stop depriving one another except by agreement for a time, so that you may devote yourself to prayer, and come together again, so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
夫妻不可彼此亏负，除非两厢情愿，暂时分房，为要专心祷告方可，以后仍要同房，免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁引诱你们。
But this I say by way of concession, not of command.
我说这话原是准你们的，不是命令你们的。
And then, but I say to the unmarried and to verse 8, to and to widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I.
第八节，我对着没有婚嫁和寡妇说，若你们常向我倒好。
But if they do not have self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn.
倘若自己禁制不住，就可以婚嫁，与其欲火攻心，倒不如婚嫁为妙。
So it's probably a difficult passage to read.
这些经节呢，有可能很难读。
But it is a very important passage.
这个是很要紧的经节。
Especially because we know that we are all sinners.
我们知道我们是罪人。
And what God has done is He has placed certain limits for man.
我们神有对人呢有一个限制。
So certain behavior within the context of marriage is fully appropriate.
在婚姻中的有些行为呢是完全正确的。
And it's actually blessed by God.
是神很祝福的。
So that's why Paul here tells us.
所以保罗这里告诉我们。
Especially in verse 5.
特别是在第五节
，The Satan will use the fact that we have some basic needs.
那个撒旦会用一些东西来攻击我们，因为他知道我们有一些基本的需要。
And he will tempt us.
他会引诱我们。
Now we already repeated that these needs were created by God and they are good.
我们已经重复过，这些需求是神创造人时候所给人的，那些是神所喜悦的。
But sometimes Satan will tempt us.So that cause us to sin.
但是有时候呢，撒旦呢会用那些需求来诱惑我们，让我们去犯罪。
So Paul lays out certain responsibilities we have.
所以保罗在这里就告诉我们，有一些责任我们需要承担的。
Because otherwise,
不然的话
，a lot of broken families started because Man has not entered through their responsibility.
我们知道许多家庭的破裂就是因为人没有尽他们的责任。
They pushed their spouses outside of the marriage.
他们因为没有尽责任，就把另一半从这个婚姻中推出去了。
So let me just read one more portion.
我再读一段经节。
Proverbs chapter 5.This is very important.
这个就是这个箴言第五章。
Yeah, Proverbs chapter 5. And this is Solomon giving advice to his son.
这个所罗门呢，就给他的儿子呢一些话语。
And we'll read more of it tomorrow. Actually, when we talk about parenthood.
我们明天再多读一些我们。
But then here Solomon says, My son, give attention to my wisdom, incline your ear to my understanding.
这里所罗门对他的儿子说，五章一节，我儿要留心我智慧的话语，侧耳倾听我聪明的言辞。
That you may observe discretion and your lips may reserve knowledge.
为要使你谨守谋略，嘴唇保存知识。
For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and smoothen an oil is her speech.
因为淫妇的嘴滴下蜂蜜，她的口比油更滑。
But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword.
之中，他却苦如晕尘，快如两刃的刀。
Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold of Sheol.
他的脚下到死地，他脚步踏进了。
And verse 8, keep your way far from her and do not go near the door of her house.
五章八节，你所行的道要远离她，不可就近她的房门。
So verse 15,
十五节，
drink water from your own cistern and fresh water from your own well.
你要喝自己池中的水，饮自己井中的活水。
Should your springs be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets?
你的泉源岂可以仗义在外，你的河水岂可留在街上？
Let them be yours alone and not for strangers with you.
唯独归你一人，不可与外人同用。
Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth.
要使你的泉源蒙福，要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻。
So remember, God said the two shall become one flesh.
我们要记住，神说了，二人要成为一体。
So brothers and sisters, it's two become one flesh.
我们弟兄姐妹们，这个是二人成为一体。
So because we are all sinners,
因为我们都是罪人，
we have to watch ourselves.
我们要自己观察一下自己。
And then never allow a third person to come in there.
我们自己要小心，不要让第三者进入我们的生活。
Because we know in the world, this is very common.
我们知道在这个世上非常常见。
But because we are sinners.
因为我们是罪人，
we have to watch.
我们要仔细地看，
and we heed the warning that Solomon gave.
我们要仔细听所罗门给我们的警告。
And remember what Paul said.
我们也记得保罗是怎样说的呢？
So as much as we can,
我们要尽力地这样做。
Actually, this is again by way of concession from Paul.
我们也读了保罗的话。
It's generally not good for spouses to spend too much time apart.
基本上呢，就是夫妇分居的话，很久是很不好的。
So it's just a way of concession, as Paul said it.
就像保罗说的，独身。
So that Satan will not tempt us.
所以呢，这个撒旦呢就不会来引诱我们了。
So this is just a brief, kind of a deeper clarification of this.
这就是一个比较详细一点的解释。
So, now we also said that when man fell into flesh,
我们基本上我们说过，这个人堕落以后，
now he's governed by his body.
他现在被他的肉体所控制。
But not only that.
不仅如此。
It's actually even more.
还有更多一些。
Now remember in Genesis chapter 6,
我们记得创世纪第六章这样说过。
We read that the angels of God descended down and they had relations with the daughters of man.
我们那里所描写的就是天上的天使降到地上，和人间的女子有了关系。
And there were giants in the land.
那个时候有很多的有一些巨人。
So that came as a result of that.
因为那些天使和人间的女子生的巨，就是有一些巨人生出来。
Why was it that God was so upset at man?
为什么神对人这样的失望呢？
On the one hand, man became nothing but flesh.
一方面，人就变成了一个肉体，他们除了肉体之外，什么都不要了。
And everything was driven off of the needs of the body.
他们所做的每一样事情，就是为了肉体的需要。
But furthermore.
更进一步。
I don't know if you remember when God created the plants and God created the animals.
我们不记得吗？神创造了地上的植物，也创造
了地上的动物。God says God created these animals after their own kind.
神造这些动物是
按照
各从其类的。
So God had a specific order.
神有特殊的次序。
God said.He made this after its own kind.
神造了这样一个动物和生物是按照它的自己的种类。
So when you violate that order,
如果你不是这样子按各从其类的话，
then it is a hateful thing in the sight of God.
那个在神的眼里就是很可恶的事情了。
So because of this,
因为这样，
man, God said.Man is but flesh.
神说人就是肉体。
In the days of Noah, you saw how the angels had relations with the sons of men, the daughters of men.
我们那时候在挪亚的时候，我们看见这个天使和人间的女子有关系。
Again, not after its own kind.
我们知道这就是不从其类。
So where were the other places where God judged?
另外一些地方神是怎样判断的呢？
And we start to get an understanding of how God hates when things are not according to His order.
我们差不多可以想象神是怎样的愤恨这个如果是不从其类的话。
What do I mean?
我什么意思呢？
Genesis 13 verse 13, let's read there.
我们看看创世纪
13章
Genesis 13 verse 13. 13章
Okay. Now the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly and sinners against the Lord.
我们那个时候知道所多玛的人是那样的罪恶，是那样的。在
十三节
啊，对，所多玛的人在耶和华面前是罪恶最大恶极，最大恶极。
Exceedingly wicked.
是非常最大。
How wicked were they? Chapter 19.
他们是怎样的最大呢？是Chapter 19.
Yeah.
十九节。
十九章。
十九章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both young and old.All the people from every quarter.
他们还没有躺下，所多玛城里各处的人，连老带少都来围住那屋子。
And they called Lot to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may have relations with them."
呼叫罗德说，今日晚上到你们这里来的人住在哪里呢？把他们带出来。任我们所为英文
Actually here is English is 男人
那些英文是把这些男人带出来任我们所为让我们有和他们能够有这个关系其实英文是让我们和他们有性关系
Yeah, that's exactly right you see here the men of Sodom and Gomorrah were exceedingly wicked
那些我们看见那个所多玛的那些人是非常的罪恶。
So again, remember, in the beginning, God created man and woman, male and female. He created them.
我们知道起初人啊，不，神创造了人，创造了男人和女人。
So you see, there was a specific order that God placed.
我们知道有特殊的次序，神是这样放下的。
But again, man violated that order.
我们知道，但是人毁破坏了那个次序。
So that's why God called them exceedingly wicked.
所以神这说他们罪大恶极。
And God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以神毁灭了所多玛和俄摩拉。
And then there was finally one place where God also destroyed a people.
另外一个地方神也最终。
Do you remember when the people of Israel they entered into the land of Canaan?
另外一个地方，神也最终毁灭了那地方的人。我们记得以色列人进迦南地。
Yeah, and we read the story of Joshua and how he conquered Jericho.
我们知道，约书亚是怎样占领这个耶利哥城的。
And even the kids can sing, you know, Joshua conquered Jericho.
我们也知道那些孩子会唱这个。
And the walls came tumbling down.
那个约书亚攻占了耶利哥城，那些耶利哥的墙就倒下了。
But if you read the details of that story,
我们读一下那个故事的细节的话。
Did you ever wonder why God said you have to kill every man, woman, and child?
为什么神说你一定要进里面去杀耶利哥里面的男人、女人和每一个儿童
？Why did God have Joshua almost destroy everything?
为什么神叫耶稣亚去那里毁灭那里所有的东西
？You wonder is God a God of righteous? Is God a God of love?
为什么神是你会怀疑神是那个爱的神吗
？But remember, in Canaan, they worshipped idols.
我们知道在迦南地他们是敬拜偶像的。
But they not only worshipped idols.
不仅是敬拜偶像。
But they also had temple prostitutes.
他们也有庙的妓。
So as a part of their practice of worshiping idols,
随着他们在那里进行偶像的敬拜，
as part of that whole process, they committed sins against God.
在那个整个过程中，他们是犯了罪，违背了神。
So again, you can imagine all the things that happened.
你可以想象那些事情是怎样发生的事情。
And then there were all these children that were born out of these sins.
那些孩子是怎样从罪恶中生出来的？
And then not only that, some of them were offered up to their gods as sacrifice.
那些孩子不仅如此，而且有些孩子是被献上他们的祭坛。
So again, they were exceedingly wicked in the sight of God.
他们是罪大恶极。
So what did God do?
神做了什么呢？
God said, I need to destroy them.
神说我要毁灭他们。
According to archaeologists, actually at that time, they already had diseases like AIDS.
那个时候的考古学发现，那个时候他们已经有了像类似于艾滋病一样的疾病。
So it is likely that if God did not intervene, that man would come close to extinction.
如果那个时候神没有下手来干预的话，那个人就会人类就会毁灭了。
But in any case, again, sinning against God.
不管是怎样，在那个时候。在神面前犯罪
outside of the marriage,
在这个神规定的婚姻的
以外犯罪 again, something that God has established as holy.
神创造了一个这样神圣的婚姻
So that's why God did such a thing.
所以神做了这样一个
事情 So I think we need to read one more portion of the scriptures.
我们再读一段经文
Now brothers and sisters, we live in the end days.
我们弟兄姐妹们，我们知道我们是处在末世的时
间。And the Lord said that the end days will just be like the days of Noah.
神说了，这个末世的时候就像是挪亚的时候一样。
And the days of Lot.
就像罗德的时候一样。
We can see that not only is man sinning against God.
我们可以看见，不仅人犯罪来反对神。
Not only falling into sin.
不仅是陷到罪恶中
间 not only committing these sins,
不仅是自己犯罪
falling into the flesh,
变成了肉体的需要
and having their body drive everything,
以他们的肉体来做任何的事情
but not only are these sins committed in secret,
不仅那些罪是秘密的犯的
now they are coming out in the public,
这些罪现在变成了很公开的事情
so this is the term coming out of the closet.
就像我们英文里面就是从柜子里出来了。
Not only that,
不仅如此
but now it's become a part of the system of the world.
这就变成了这个世界上的一个系统。
You see the progression of sin from falling into sin, falling into the flesh, and falling into the world.
我们看见这个罪是怎样一步一步的。先开始它是大家陷在罪中，然后罪就到了肉体中，现在罪就到了世界上。
But not only now is it a sin that's committed.
不仅是自己在犯罪
but it becomes a part of society.
这个变成了社会中的一部分
it becomes acceptable in society.
这也变成了这个社会中变成大家可以接受的事情
in certain cases it becomes legalized, part of the law.
这在有些状况下它就变成了法律
so you see the days that we live in.
我们看见我们今天活在这个怎样的一个世界上
so that's why Leviticus chapter 18.
我们看看利未记十八章
Verse 1, Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do what is done in the land of Egypt where you have lived, nor are you to do what is done in the land of Canaan where I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes.
好，十八章第一节，耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，我是耶和华你们的神。你们从前住的埃及地那里的人行为你们不可效法我要领你们到迦南地那里的人的行为也不可效法也不可照他们的恶俗行
You would think that the things written in Leviticus 18 probably didn't even need to be written down
我们这个有可能会想在这个利未记十八章里面写的东西有可能不需要写、啊、
How for the people of Israel they probably didn't even know about these things
那些以色列的人有可能根本不知道这些事情。
But because they lived in Egypt and now they were coming into Canaan,
因为他们以前住在埃及地，现在他们去迦南地。
God was giving them a warning.
神给了他们一个警告。
That these folk people are exceedingly wicked.
那些人，那些埃及地和迦南地的人是罪大恶极。
So now God is describing the things that they did in Egypt and in Canaan.
神在这里描写了那些人在埃及和迦南地所做的事情。
I'll just give you one example, and the rest you can read for yourself.
我给你们一个例子，其他的你们自己来读。
Verse 22.
22节。
You shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination.
二十二节，不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。
This is an abomination.
这是可憎恶的。
This is detestable in the sight of God.
这个是在神眼前是很恶心的。
And then what does it say?
这说了什么呢？
And then, Verse 24, Do not defile yourselves by any of these things, for by all these the nations which I am casting out before you have become defiled.
在一切世界上，你们一切世上你们都不可以沾污自己，因为我在你们面前所逐出的列邦，在这一切的世界上沾污了自己。
For the land has become defiled, therefore I have brought its punishment upon it, so the land has spewed out its inhabitants.
这地也玷污了，所以我就追讨那地的罪孽，那地也吐出他的居民。
So what God was doing?
神说了什么呢？
He said even the land that they stood upon became defiled because of their sin.
就是他们住的那个地也被他们的罪孽玷污了。
So God was going to spew them out as inhabitants.
所以神呢要把那地的居民呢吐出来。
So that's why God was basically destroying all those in Canaan.
所以神就毁灭了那地迦南地的所有的居民。
Isn't that the case?
是不是这样也是一
个 When Adam and Eve, when they sinned against God, God cast them out of the Garden of Eden.
就像亚当和夏娃犯了罪以后，神把他们从伊甸园就赶了出来。
In the days of Noah, man defiled the land, so God destroyed almost all of mankind.
就在挪亚的时候，那个地的人沾污了自己，所以神就把他们全部毁灭了。
Now, in Sodom and Gomorrah, God destroyed those in Sodom and Gomorrah.
在索多玛和俄摩拉，因为他们玷污了自己，所以神就毁灭了他们那两个城。
So those in Canaan, God was also going to spew them out.
那些迦南地的人，神也要把他们吐出来。
The unfortunate thing is later on, Israel also sinned against God.
这个很不幸的事情就是不久以后，那些以色列人自己也犯了罪。
So what did God do?
神做了什么呢？
God sent the Assyrians and the Babylonians and deported the people of Israel from their land.
神就派了叙利亚人和巴比伦人把他们从这个地赶出去，带到他们外邦之地。
So now, then the people of Israel spread all over the world.
然后呢，以色列人呢就在世界上各处分散了。
And they wandered for 2,000 years.
他们在各地这样迷茫的走来走去，差不多有2000年之久。
So you get the point.
你们得到了这一点。
But here we want to be clear.
我们要这里要弄清楚。
In the original purpose of God,
在原先神的计划中
，God established man to be a living soul.
神创造人，让他们变成一个活的魂。
He should have been an honorable creation of God.
他本应该成为一个敬畏神的人。
But because of sin,
因为这个罪恶
，man fell.
人就堕落了。
Not only into sin,
不仅堕落到罪恶中
，but into flesh.
也堕落到肉体中
and then use the world to justify his actions.
然后用这个他自己的话来为自己辩护。
Man has fallen to such a low state.
是人就说自己变成了这样一个次等的人。
And perform such detestable things in the sight of God.
在神面前做了这样恶心的事情。
So as all list and as listed here.
这里就列出来一些。
So isn't that such a tragedy?
是不是这样是一个很悲剧的事情呢
？That man now has become subhuman.
这个人就变成了次等的人。
But we want to thank the Lord.
我们也要感谢神。
That God did not leave us without hope.
神没有让我们没有希望。
So what was it that God did?
神做了什么呢
？When God destroyed the world with a flood.
神用地上的洪水来毁灭了人类。
He provided the ark.
他也提供了一个方舟。
The ark speaks of Christ.
这个方舟就是耶稣基督。
That is our hope.
那个就是我们的希望。
Christ is our hope.
耶稣基督就是我们的希望。
Brothers and sisters, we live in the days just like the days of Noah.
我们现在处在的时代就像挪亚时候的时代一
样。Just like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
就像这个索多玛和俄摩拉的时代一样。
Just pick up Time Magazine or watch CNN.
我们只要拿起这个时代杂志或者看这个 CNN 的话。
Look at all the news.
我们看一些那些新闻的话
We truly are living in those days.
我们真的是活在那样的时代
But what is the hope for us and our families?
我们的自己和我们的家庭的希望在哪里呢
Our hope is that ark.
我们的希望就是那个方舟
Now Noah brought his whole family into the ark.
挪亚带了他整个的家庭进了那个方舟
Our responsibility is that we also need to lead our families into the ark.
我们的责任也就是要带领我们的家庭进入这个方
舟 What does it mean to be in the ark?
什么是方舟
As our brother said, we need to put on the new man.
我们的弟兄说过我们要穿上新人
Brothers and sisters, it's not enough just to be saved.
我们得救是不够的
Many of our children are saved.
我们很多的孩子已经被得救了。
But is that all we want?
是不是我们只需要这些呢
？Is that they're barely saved?
他们只是仅仅被救了。
Meaning now they have a ticket to heaven.
他们现在有了一个去天堂的门票啊。
Is that all that there is?
是不是只是要这些呢
？They may be saved.
他们有可能是被救了。
But what are we bringing them up to pursue?
我们要把他们带怎样带大呢？
Are they just like the world, pursuing the things of the world?
他们长大以后就像世人一样，他们去追求世上的东西。
Pursuing the things that can satisfy our soul.
他们是不是只要追求那些使他们魂能够快乐的东西呢
？So John said, "Do not love the world."
所以约翰说不要爱世界。
For all that it is in the world.
世上所有的东西。
The lust of the eyes.
他们眼目的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
这个肉体的情欲。
And the boastful pride of life.
和今生的骄傲
Why should we not love the world?
为什么我们不要爱这个世界呢
Well, of course, the world was the one that crucified our Lord.
当然了，这个世界是把我们的主钉上十字架的世界。
But all that is of the world is to boost our soul.
所以我们这个世界上所有的东西都是为了让我们的魂得满足。
So what are we raising up our children to be?
我们要怎样带领我们的孩子长大
Do we want them to go to the best schools? Of course we do.
是不是我们就想让他们去最好的学校呢
But is that all we're doing?
是不是我们所做的都是为了这个呢
Are we raising them to be the smartest in the class?
我们是不是把他们让他们在学校里面变成最聪明的呢
So one day they can go to Ivy League school.
他们有一天可以去他的常春藤大学呢
One day they can make six-figure salary.
有一天他们就可以拿六位数的工钱呢
One day they can have a house with three-car garages.
有一天他们就会有一个房子，那个房子有三个车库。
So they can drive a Mercedes.
他们可以开那个马赛蒂车。
Or BMW.
BMW.
Be successful in this world.
在这个世上很成功呢。
To make a name for themselves.
他们也为了自己立一个名。
If we're not careful, brothers and sisters, that's what we're doing.
如果我们不仔细的话，那就我们就会这样做了。
So that we're raising them up to be successful in this world.
我们就把他们这样的带大，因为他们就可以在世上有名了。
To build up our soul.
然后就培养他们的魂。
But is that really correct?
是不是那就是很对呢
They were eating and drinking, being married and given in marriage.
他们又吃又喝，有一天又婚又嫁。
And then the Lord also said that during the days of Lot, they were also buying and selling.
在那个主也说了，在这个罗德的时候，他们也又买又卖。
But what does the Lord say in Matthew 6:31-33?
这个主在马太福音。
6:31-33 He said, Do not worry then saying, What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
我
们看一下三章三十三节。
六章三十一到三十三。
六章三十一到三十节，三十三节。所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这些都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And then, First Timothy chapter 6 and verse 8.If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction.
六章八节，只要有衣有食，就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲中，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
So you see, during the days of Noah, they made this their goal in life.
我们知道，在挪亚那个时代，很多人就把这个作为他们生活的目的。
Eating and drinking.
吃和喝。
What shall we wear? What shall we eat?
我们要吃什么？我们要穿什么？我们要用什么
？What is the latest fashion？
最新的服饰是什么
？How can we be prominent in the world？
我们在世上怎样的有名
？This became the center of their life.
那些就变成了他们生活的中心。
So that they could build up their soul.
那样的话，他们就可以大大的滋润他们的魂。
So, So I'll give you an example.
我给你们一个例子。
I work at AIG.
我在 AIG 上班。
The CEO, his name is Bob Benmosche.
我们的 CEO 叫 Bob Benmosche.
He was a very successful CEO at MetLife.
他是以前很有名的一个很成功的一个 CEO 在 MetLife.
But then he retired.
然后他退休了。
And then he went off and bought a castle in Croatia.
他到克罗地亚去买了一个城堡。
And then there he had a vineyard and he would he loved to make wine.
他那里呢，他有一个葡萄园，他喜欢做葡萄酒。
But then he came back after 3 years.
他去了那里三年，然后他回来了。
Because he was not satisfied.
他不满足。
Not only that,
不仅如此
he also had a corrupt moral life.
他也有一个很败坏的道德生活。
He got married and had 2 kids.
他结过婚，有两个孩子。
But he also had a very public mistress.
他有一个很公众都所知的这个。
And he would bring her around.
这个是情妇。然后呢，他带着这个情妇到处走来走去。
And he never got a divorce.
他从来没有离婚。
And supposedly they're all friends. I don't get it, but anyway, so it's really messed up.
基本上呢，他的太太和他的情妇呢就是朋友。
So,
是很麻烦的事情。
And he had, so he had conquered the world of,I don't want to call it the world of women or of lust.
他在这个世上，他占有女人，他有了满足了他的情欲。
He had money more than money he could ever spend.
他有那些钱多到他一辈子是用不完。
Yet he was not happy.
他不满足。
Because he wanted power.
他要权力。
He wanted to make a name for himself.
他要自己呢。给自己立个名。
So this is what the world is about.
这个世界上呢就是这样子的。
So, of course, he's an extreme.
他但是知道他是很特别了。
是一个极端。
是一个极端啊。
But is that what we want our children to be?
是不是那就是我们想要我们的孩子变成这样的人呢
？So why is it so important that we come into the ark?
为什么我们进入方舟是那么要紧？
Because this is the only way by which we can return to the will of God.
只有进入方舟，我们才能够回到神的意愿中。
How do we expect to have a happy family?
我们怎样希望我们能够有一个快乐的家庭
？Our only hope is in this new life.
我们只唯一的希望就是我们有这样一个新生命。
Is this new man?
这个新的人。
So not only is it not enough for us to receive this life into our spirits.
所以从我们单单从灵里接受这个新人是不够的。
Thank God that now we can have fellowship with God because of our Lord Jesus' finished work on the cross.
谢谢神，谢谢主，因为我们现在能和神有交通，因为我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上完成了大能。
Now that life dwells in us.
他的生命住在我们中间。
So brothers and sisters, every day we have the same choice Adam and Eve had.
每一天我们有亚当和夏娃一样的选择。
Do we want to partake more of that tree of life?
我们是不是要多吃一些生命树的果子？
If we partake more of that tree of life,
如果我们吃生命树的果子更多一些的话，
that life is going to grow.
那个生命就会成长。
Christ is patient.
耶稣基督是很耐心的。
Christ is love.
耶稣基督是爱。
Our Lord was able to be long to love us with long suffering.
我们的耶稣主耶稣基督，他这样的爱我们，他愿意承受那么长的痛苦。
He is gentle.
他是温柔的。
That same life dwells in us.
这个同样的生命也住在我们的生命中。
Now in the beginning, that life has all the nature of Christ.
起初的时候，我们的生命都与和神耶稣基督有一样的生命。
就是有基督的性情，
我们有一样的性情。
But if we allow the Lord to deal with us,
如果我们能够让神耶稣基督来对付我们的自己的话，
that nature will become our character.
那个起初的性情就会变成了我们的特征。
So the nature is that sometimes you may have love and sometimes you may have patience.
我们的性情本来是有一些爱和有一些耐心的。
But what is character?
那什么是我们的特征呢？
It is here to stay.
这个特征就是说，就一直在那里的。
So you can now say, such and such sister, she's a diligent person.
我们可以说，这个姐妹她是一个很用功的人。
Not just because she has, not just that she has diligence, but she's a diligent person.
不仅是她是一个有过用功的这个事情，而是她是一个用功的人。
So as the life of Christ grows in us,
我们的耶稣基督的性情在我们里面成长。
And as his character is formed in us,
等到一天他的特征在我们这个里面也形成的话，
then we can learn to love, then we can love.
然后呢，我们就会给出这个爱。
Then we will emanate patience.
我们呢就会那个模仿这个耐心。
And gentleness.
和这个温柔。
So imagine if God does this in each member in the family.
如果可以想象，如果神在我们家庭中每一个成员都这样做的话，
wouldn't then they love one another?
我们的家庭成员是不是就会相互相爱呢？
Wouldn't the family be like heaven on earth?
我们的家庭就像天上的家庭一样呢。
Then the will of God is fulfilled in our family.
然后呢，神的意愿就在我们的家庭
中。That was God's original purpose.
这个是神以起初的愿望。
So that He is our head.
他是我们的头。
He is our Lord.
他是我们的主。
Then our spirit can yield to Him.
我们的灵就会遵照他们，遵照他。
And then our souls will yield to our spirit.
我们的魂呢也会遵。也会遵守我们的灵。
And then our bodies will listen to our soul.
我们的体呢也会听我们的魂所说的话。
And then you will see that each family will be under the rulership of Christ.
然后我们会看见，我们每一个家庭都会听主的话。
So then we will have a happy family life.
然后我们就有一个快乐的家庭生活。
So I don't know if you paid attention.
我不知道你们这样注意没有。
But there are a few places that Paul talks about the family life.
有一些地方保罗讲了一些家庭的生活。
One's in Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
And that's from verse 22 to 31 and chapter 6 from 1 to 4.
这个第五章二十二节到三十一节，六章一到四节。
I'm not going to go into the details. You can read it yourself, but you're very familiar with it.
你们自己读一下，因为你们很熟了。
But in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19, Paul says, "Do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit."
以弗所书五章十八节到十九节，保罗说，不要醉酒，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
So be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
It's the same thing as abide in Christ.
就像靠在主耶稣基督里面一样。
Partake of that fruit of the tree of life.
一起分享那个生命树的果子。
When we do that,
当我们做那样的事情
的时候 then we will be able to love our wives like Christ loved the church.
我们爱我们的妻子，就像耶稣基督爱教会一样。
Then we will be able to submit to our husbands just like Christ submits to Christ, the church submits to Christ.
然后我们的妻子也会尊敬我们的丈夫，就像我们的教会尊重我们的主耶稣基督一样。
Then children will be able to obey their parents and honor their father and mother.
然后我们的孩子就会听父母的话，然后尊敬
他的父母。That's the secret. Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那就是秘密，这个就是充满圣灵。
And in the same parallel,
同样有一些
在平行的
话
in Colossians Paul says the same thing
在格罗西书说保罗也说了同样的话
but Colossians 3:16 Paul says be filled with the word of God
被神的话语所充满
and then it says then husbands love your wives and wives submit to your husbands
然后呢就是说了丈夫爱妻子，妻子尊敬丈夫。
So to be filled with the word of God, the word, in the beginning was the word, right? The Lord is the word himself.
起初神就是道神话。Sorry.
太初有道。
太初有道，道于神中。
So the Lord is the word himself.
神就是就是。
主就是那个话、
就是、主就是那个话、嗯、
So then we can have the right relationship
然后呢我们就有和家人呢有合适的关系
So what is the secret of a happy family life?
我们家庭快乐的秘密在哪里呢
Is to put on the new man
就是穿上新人
Allow that life to grow
让这个生命能够成长
Tomorrow we're going to speak about parenthood
明天呢我们会讲一些怎样做父母
That as the parents become conformed to the image of Christ,
因为那个父母变成一个主的样式
and then as the children become conformed to the image of their parents,
因为这个孩子变成了这个父母的样式
so then you will see there will be a happy family.
然后我们会看见一个快乐家庭
and then as the families come together,
当家庭在一起的时候
then we'll see we'll have a healthy church life as well.
我们有一个快乐的教会生活。
So, one final thought.
最后一点。
When Paul spoke to the church in Corinthians,
保罗对哥林多教会说话的时候
and he said, there are divisions among you.
在你们中间有纷争。
And the reason why there are divisions among you,
为什么你们中间有纷争呢
Because Paul said, because you're fleshly.
因为你们是肉属肉体的。
You are of the flesh.
你们是属肉体的。
And remember, we talked about the flesh today.
我们今天讲了肉体的这个事情。
If we live by the flesh,
如果我们是按照肉体活的话
by how we feel,
我们怎样感觉呢
by the needs that we feel we want to satisfy,
我们只是为了满足我们肉体的需要
we will bring division into the body of Christ.
我们会在主的身体中带来纷
争 we will bring division into the family.
我们会给家庭带来纷争
So why is it not enough just to be saved?
是不是为什么得救是不够的
We need to grow up.
我们要成长
We need to become spiritual.
我们要属灵
Once we are spiritual,
我们一旦属灵的话
then will there be unity in the body of Christ.
然后我们的耶稣的身体中就会有联合
then there will be unity in the family.
然后我们家庭也有合一
The Lord is our secret.
这个主就是我们的秘密
The life of Christ is that secret.
这个主中的生命就是我们的秘密。
So let us bow with a word of prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for your words.
主啊，我们谢谢你的话语。
Lord, we ask for forgiveness that we are not able to fully express what is in your heart.
我们求你原谅，我们不能讲出你所有的话来。
But Lord, may your Holy Spirit do the work of interpretation.
愿你的圣灵能够做这个解释的工作。
Lord, may you do a work in each one of our lives.
愿你在我们每个人中间做工
that we may no longer just live by the flesh.
我们不是为了肉体而活
Lord, we thank you that your cross has delivered us from the body of sin and the body of death.
我们谢谢你因为你的十字架把我们从罪中带出来
Lord, help us to be able to do your will.
主啊帮助我们能够做你的工作
to abide in you.
能够依靠着你
to allow your life to grow in us
让你的生命在我们的身体中能够成长
to allow you to be the Lord of our lives
让你变成我们生命的主。
Then we will have a healthy family life.
然后我们就会有一个快乐的家庭生活。
And a healthy church life.
然后我们有一个健康的教会生活。
Lord, do bless your people and your own word.
主啊，保守你的话和你的子民。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们在这里奉耶稣基督神圣的圣名祷告。阿门。谢谢。